This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us, and you can get the show 24/7 on demand. If you want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. We'd love to hear from you. So, I didn't realize this. You probably didn't either if you grew up in sane times, but there are three genders. And I'm sure that by the time it's all said and done with the left, there'll be the 51 or whatever number Facebook is at. Oregon, a while back, this happened in June, became the first state in history to offer more than two gender options on identity documents, driver's licenses, things like that, making it the first to legally recognize what they call non-binary intersex and agender people on ID cards. If you know what that means, please explain it to me. You can say, I don't declare a gender. I understand somebody saying I was born with both and have, you know, but at some point you make a decision. I don't know. I could see that, but like there's some national outcry of people with multiple genders. There's male and female, and there are people who occasionally get born with both parts. Generally, they make a decision or their parents make the decision for them. And I can understand one of them saying, I don't feel like a man or I don't feel like a woman or what have you. And I understand that. We recognize. Everything else, I don't really get. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but it's strange to me. Can we just make a choice? Is it really that big of a deal to declare I'm a man, I'm a female? Right now, we live in a time where I believe people are treated equally. So I know women would go, I would never choose to be a woman in a man's world. Really? There are a lot of guys that probably would differ with you and say, it's a woman's world. If you know how to be a woman in this world, you can have it all. That's easily provable. They say when the history-making rule, which the State Transportation Commission passed last Thursday, this is back in June, goes into effect on July 3rd, Oregon residents will have the option to choose among three gender categories when applying for their ID cards: male, female, and X for non-binary or unspecified. You can unspecify your gender. I don't know if anybody can do this. Do they check? What is the procedure? I would really like to know how you can declare one or the other. I look at a woman, I say that's a woman. I look at a man, and I get that there are times we're confused. I've seen Maury, okay? But the question is, when you're identifying someone in a traffic stop, in a wreck, in a hit and run, in a police chase, what do you... It was a non-binary, unspecified person. Okay, so I don't need to look for a man or a woman. What am I looking for, a gopher? We got a gopher. Now, Governor Jerry Brown, Moonbeam of California, has signed what they're calling landmark legislation. They call it the Gender Recognition Act. It officially recognizes non-binary gender option on California state-issued IDs, driver's license, and birth certificates. Senate Bill 179 will make an easier process for individuals who want to change their gender on legal documents. Law states that a person would no longer require a sworn statement from a physician approving the gender transition for the legal document to reflect this different gender. It will also create a new process for people under the age of 18 to apply for a gender change on their birth certificates. It will go into effect in 2019. Now, when you understand the culture war that is upon you, folks, that there are really two genders, we understand there are permutations. I get it. But to make it something to where we now have to recognize all of this, it reminds me of politics where they say, we need lots of people, you know, we don't need Democrats or Republicans. And I'm not going to argue that you don't need multiple things. I've seen how other democracies work, like England, that have, you know, 14 different groups that buy for political office, and they form coalitions and what have you. I get it. But I think that we're pretty clear that it takes a man and a woman to procreate, and we have two genders, and the other genders are a little different. Things that where you know, what do they call it, dysmorphia, things like that, where you believe yourself to be something different. I understand that. And you may be a man trapped in a woman's body, but biologically, you're a man. You may be a woman trapped in a man's body, but biologically, you're a woman. Your mind may have a disjoint between the two. I get the miswiring. I do. And I don't want to seem insensitive to this. I just think that to pass this is where I go back to, we pass legislation because a handful of people have decided, I don't like making a choice. I don't like that you're forcing me to pick one over the other, as if it really matters. You know, now, again, if women say, well, we're treated unfairly, okay, then I guess you could pick to be a man now? Does it make you a man? Well, let me ask you, what's the ultimate outcome of all of this when you think about it? The ultimate outcome. Where do we end up? Do we just get to pick and choose what our... Or is it a Dolezal world in with respect to color? I can choose whatever color. Is it a Elizabeth Warren world where I can choose whatever ethnicity I choose to be? Hillary Clinton, where I can choose to be whatever gender... Oh, I'm sorry. You know, well, she is a girl, I guess. You get where I'm going. This is the craziness of leftism. Leftism says, okay, kids growing up, we're going to confuse you about boys and girls. We want you to believe that you can choose and be whatever you want to be, pick and choose. And if you decide that you're a little boy and you want to be with other boys, that doesn't make you gay because you can declare to be a woman, in which case you're okay. Now, so what? You can't have babies. You don't have fallopian tubes. You don't have a uterus. It doesn't matter. You can pick and choose. You're a black kid. You don't want to be considered black because you want to experience white privilege. And just say you're white. That'll do it. Because you know what the left is? They're all about these boxes. Put yourself in a brand new series of boxes. Ask yourself this question, folks. What happens when you've got five new gender categories and then they go, oh, this gender category is really being stepped on by the other gender categories? I don't know what the gender category would be. Non-binary, asexual, whatevers are being stepped on by the binaries. You think government is really, they care about it in the sense of, oh, well, let's make sure that everybody's represented. They're looking for another way to get your money, to pit somebody else against you. It'll be the regular genders, the male and females, against all the non-binaries, whatever that ends up being. Idiots.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Radio show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Few issues arouse so much interest as Barack Obama's grades. And I remember telling people at the time when they were touting this man as being the smartest guy, the smartest president ever, I said, there's zero proof of that. I would love to see that, because I have never seen someone who doesn't want to talk about their grades. He's supposed to be brilliant. He presents himself, you know, as this eloquent orator. And at the time, I was asking everybody, look, I get it. I understand that you see the, you know, you're looking at him and saying he appears intelligent. I get that he uses big flowery words and things like this, but I just want to see his grades. Because if he's as smart as they say, I'd like to see him. I've had this argument with many blacks. I said, you know, but Barack Obama's supposed to be brilliant, right? Show me his Harvard transcript. He was president of Law Review, who got one job offer after he graduated Harvard with a Juris Doctorate degree. He was an attorney who couldn't pass the bar multiple times before he finally passes it. He goes to work at a crooked law firm owned by Tony Resco, who's now in prison, the guy who negotiated the deal on Barack Obama's house. He was so bad, look, people that worked with him said he was horrible. They sent him out into the field where he became a community organizer and sucked at that. Show me the brilliance. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying if he's brilliant, I will admit it. None of his policies showed any level of brilliance. I remember the revelation because, you know, you see the guy and you go, he's well-spoken, blah, blah, blah. I get it. You know, no surprise to me. There are well-spoken black people. Wow. You know, but for white Democrats, that was, look at this. Look at this black man. You know, how racist is that? We're never going to find another one like him. We better jump on this guy. So they're trying to convince me that he's something special. And I go, he comes out with a policy that says, we need to tax people all the way through for Social Security, all the way through the whatever income you make. So if you make $1 million, you would pay between you and your company $115,000, give or take, $113,000 in Social Security every year, Social Security insurance. Now, I want you to think about that. If you work 20 years and you're saving up $100,000 at no interest, you would retire with $20 million. Now, you've got $20 million of Social Security insurance. What do you think they're going to pay you when you retire in 40 years and you start drawing from the government? They're going to pay you $2,000 a month. Now, outside of the fact that you're getting completely ripped off, the other thing is, what, and your company too, by the way, who's matching this, the company really carries the brunt because they are only looking at a certain amount of money that every employee can cost as a maximum. They say, no matter how much money you make, our SG&A, our overhead for you, and, you know, in Social Security, employment insurance, blah, 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 is only going to be $10,000. So they add that to whatever your package is. I'm going to offer you $130,000 a year, Kevin, but they've averaged in all the other stuff, and they say, so that's technically 140, 150, whatever. If that number goes up to being practically unlimited, you're hurting companies who have to pass that along to the consumer, who also look at high, what they call high income employees differently then, and so on and so forth. So it proved to me that Barack Obama had no clue how business worked and what the ripple effect would be with that type of policy. And it bugged me because I'm going, that's like business 101. You know, you can't come in and do something like that. You've got a system that's broken. Social Security, you want people if at the maximum, you're already paying in, you know, $10,000, $15,000 a year in insurance premiums because it's not your money. It's a premium. You're paying that much money in that you may never get, and he wants to make that an unlimited payment. Which means the government would have even more dollars from these high-income people that is not going to be paid out to them when they die. Like I said, there's nothing on Social Security, if you pulled it out and made it a private sector deal, that would be legal. People would look at this plan and go, are you kidding me? That's usury. That's a fraud. You know, Kevin, it's an insurance policy. Let me tell you, an insurance policy that only you can cash. The insurance policy that says when you die, whatever monies you put into there are done. They're gone. What kind of there is nothing about this plan that works. So anyway, when they were talking about his grades, I said, look, based on what you're telling me, I will tell you Barack Obama has a surface level intelligence where he can dazzle the average person. It's like me with piano. If you listen to me play piano and you're not a piano player, you're going to go, that dude is good. But if you play any piano, if you've played piano your life, you know, I'm not talking about be a concert pianist or be playing in a band. But if you know how to play piano, you'll go, he's okay. He's a rookie piano player. But you're not going to go, oh, Kevin's brilliant. You should watch him play Tchaikovsky. You know, I can't play Tchaikovsky or Stravinsky or whoever if you put a gun to my head. I can play a few chords, put them together melodically, let you gyrate, you know, erotically, and everybody's happy. But other than that, I'm a piano player at best. And I'm nothing more. That's what Barack Obama is. He's a piano player. He knows a little bit about enough to fool the average person, which there happens to be a lot of them. But when you're looking at stuff and if you're even two layers deep, you can spot this dude for the fool that he is. Anyway, at the time, they wrote of him, New York Times to Dave Moranis of the Washington Post to Donald Trump, they say, have weighed in on what his grades might or might be. And despite the interest, we still don't know what they are. Obama has yet to release his academic records, from Occidental, 79 to 81, Columbia, 91 to 83, or Harvard, 88 to 91. Theories abound, but one that has largely been ignored is maybe they're hidden because they reveal that he was entirely average. How so? New research into Occidental and Columbia archives by, this is a The Blaze article, shows that Obama transferred from Occidental during a time of rampant grade inflation and entered Columbia during one of the easiest years to transfer in recent memory. And they go on to explain the grading system that it changed that would get him from Occidental into Columbia. And you could be average, particularly if you were black. Now, we find out WikiLeaks is likely going, maybe they've done it now, I don't know, I didn't follow the story, but I saw that Julian Assange says, we're going to be releasing Barack Obama's transcripts. And what the funny thing about it to me is, what took so long? How did we let the left hold us hostage over how brilliant this guy is? But here's the beauty of it, that it is being released in the time of Donald Trump. We've got the NFL under fire. We've got capitalism is making a resurgence because we've got Donald Trump fighting back on behalf of us. We've got Hollywood reeling. The left are reeling from all these allegations of Harvey Weinstein, and we're going to cover that in some really interesting stories coming up here in a bit, later in the broadcast. But what in the time of Trump, we finally get to look at how stupid, how book dumb Barack Obama was. And we get to put yet another nail in the coffin of these idiot leftists who want to convince us that he was the smartest guy on the planet. And what's that going to say about Hillary Clinton and, of course, Joe Biden and all the people that he selected? Yet again, we get an answer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. Why would you go anywhere else? Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. So the Harvey Weinstein thing, as I've said, has tentacles that go throughout lots of industries. Politics is one that's obvious. You know, we've seen the connection between Weinstein and Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Michelle Obama, you name it. He's been seen with the heavyweights of the DC, you know, elitist on the left. He is an avowed leftist. I mean, to a degree that, you know, it pegs the scale, right? It pegs the meter. And there's no doubt about this. And so now they're looking at it and they're going, well, you know, are there other people? And of course there are. There are other people. I've been talking about this for a long time. I said, here's what's interesting about this whole Weinstein thing. There have been allegations on allegations. You've got people that now I think it's up to 33 women with Weinstein. There are, I guarantee you there's dozens more if it doesn't get into the hundreds. And they're now starting to speak out. And they're calling themselves courageous. I haven't seen anybody courageous except for Rosa McGowan, who's been trying to blow the whistle on this guy for the better part of two decades. And, you know, we talked about her ad nauseum. And now people are coming out going, oh yeah, I quit having you know, this idea around about Harvey when I found out that he did this to a friend of mine. So even in doing something to a close friend, as Kevin Spacey alleges about Weinstein, he didn't blow the whistle. Brad Pitt had two, not one, but two different girlfriends, one of them turned wife, that Weinstein did something to, and he threatened to beat him up. But he said nothing after that. I've talked to you about different people coming out. None of them, not a single one of them, has said anything about Weinstein, or I mean about others. We've got other people that are talking about, oh, well, there are other directors. They're still out there. Hollywood, we're waiting. We're waiting. You've been talking about Corey Feldman to this day will not name the person who molested him and caused the death of his friend Corey Haim, who dealt with these demons his whole life. And it wasn't one. They talk about a circle of these men, a cabal. They don't say a word. Terry Crews, I said, he got grabbed in the crotch by some gay, powerful guy in Hollywood. And to this moment, Terry Crews won't tell you who he is, who that person is. Let me let you hear this cut of Jennifer Lawrence talking about her. And then, of course, Reese Witherspoon just came out and said, oh, something happened to me. Listen to this news report of these ladies and then explain to me why nobody's saying anything.
Reese Witherspoon wasn't the only actress to speak out on Monday night. Jennifer Lawrence also opened up at the Elle Women in Hollywood event about the, quote, humiliating and degrading experience she had in the early days of her career. The 27-year-old actress, who was one of 8 honorees Monday night, told the crowd that she was asked by producers to slim down drastically for one of her first roles, telling her she needed to lose 15 pounds in 2 weeks, and revealing that another actress before her had already been fired for not losing the weight fast enough. Lawrence goes on to say, during this time, a female producer had me do a nude lineup with about 5 women who were much, much thinner than me. We all stood side by side with only tape covering our privates. She continues, after that degrading and humiliating lineup, the female producer told me I should use the naked photos of myself as inspiration for my diet. Lawrence said she tried to stand up for herself and told another producer she thought the weight loss demands were not appropriate, but the producer responded that he, quote, thought she was perfectly blankable. The actress said that she felt trapped by the experience, telling the crowd, I let myself be treated a certain way because I felt I had to for my career. She went on to say, I'm still learning that I don't have to smile when a man makes me uncomfortable. Every human being should have the power to be treated with respect because they're human.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Jennifer Lawrence, avowed leftist, friends with Amy Schumer, the girl who talks about fat shaming. She's out in Hollywood, Amy Schumer, and who knows what they're asking this girl to do for her to build her career. But then she says, I get fat shamed, and she pretends that it's us. It's conservative men who made her feel this way. Who do you think makes her feel this way? You think it's you? You think it's conservative women? You think it's conservative men? Or do you think it's Hollywood? Hollywood has made this woman feel little. Now, she's built her career. I don't know what she had to do. My suspicion is, listening to Amy Schumer's, if you've ever heard one of her sets, Amy Schumer's probably been passed around quite a bit in Hollywood. Not that anybody would admit to it. But let's just say there's a couple of books in her about what she did to get ahead. Because she makes no bones about her sexuality and what she does as a woman. So my point to it is this. She's being fat shamed. Her best friend is telling you that she's being fat shamed. She's getting roles, but she's also talking about sexual harassment. This even by women telling her, hey, well, use your nudes to get some as an inspiration to lose weight. Then you get Reese Witherspoon saying, oh, yeah, when I was 16, I was on the casting couch. Which of these women weren't? Now, let me ask you, how many Republicans, how many conservatives do you think are in Hollywood that are putting these women on the casting couch, who are fat-shaming them, who are doing whatever it is that they have all this anger and this angst on? Do you think it's us? Do you think they're looking back going, you know, it's really bad that we're blaming conservative men for doing these things, when in fact it's not only the women who are supposed to be helping them break through the glass ceilings fat-shaming them, they're the ones helping the men take complete advantage of them. And they want to blame you. See, this is what's being exposed. Every time one of these young ladies, that's going too far. Every time one of these chicks comes out with a new story, with a new thing, it's just more of the same. Now, I go back and I ask you this question again. Outside of Harvey Weinstein's brother outing him, we wouldn't even know about this dude. If it weren't for the fact that his company leaked an internal memo about Harvey, we wouldn't be talking about this subject. Harvey Weinstein would be continuing his sexual predation on young women in Hollywood. But the bigger question is this, and I'm going to come back to it over and over. Why is Hollywood not outing all the other lecherous people in their circles? Why? They have the opportunity now to bring the spotlight on every single Hollywood studio head, Hollywood mogul, director, producer, whomever. They could blow up Hollywood. They could put in a whole new infrastructure of people that are willing to, you know, do it by the book, play it right, live by the same rules and standards that every other corporation has to live by. But they haven't done it. And I'll tell you, ask yourself, if this were happening in any sector of American business, whether it was the distribution sector, the manufacturing sector, the service sector, you name it. Name me one regular business
that could get away with this, that wouldn't be under FBI investigation, where heads wouldn't be rolling, blood flowing through Wall Street if this happened. Name me one. You think Silicon Valley can get away with this? Name me one. Even with the power of Google, Facebook, Yahoo, and on, they couldn't get away with this. Hollywood has gotten away with this stuff for decades. And here's what Hollywood can do. And I've said this many times. Hollywood can tell you, you're too fat, you're too black, you're too ugly, you're too Mexican, you're too female, you're too male, you're too butch, you're too gay, you're too straight. They can dictate to you, breaking all the rules. And then they want us to believe there are rules. Rules that are made to be broken. Written in Hollywood's charter. We can break all the rules. We don't have to follow how many black people we have, how many women we have, how many Mexicans, how many Guatemalan midgets. We can do whatever we want. And I can use my power to exert influence over you. I can blacklist you publicly. You will never work in this town again. You think the movies just made that crap up? Look at what's happening right now. Every one of these people, their excuse. What's their excuse? I didn't want to ruin my career. I was afraid it was going to hurt my career. My career, my career. Wide open. See, this is what's the interesting thing about leftism. They can put their debauchery, their lecherous nature right in front of your face. And then they have the people to protect them. Barack Obama coming in, flying in for parties, doing Hollywood galas at $35,000, $50,000 a plate. You think that was because these guys really respect Barack Obama? And they respect their lifestyles. These are king makers and king breakers. And they said to Barack Obama, if you want to be king, you'll come kiss the ring. And he flies out there. He doesn't care who he's amongst. He's amongst rapists and thieves and philanderers. You name it. He's amongst them all. And he's enjoying himself.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Talking about Harvey Weinstein, the fallout of Harvey Weinstein. It's a big deal. I've explained it multiple times, and it's something that we all need to be looking into because this has gone on a long time. This isn't something that's fresh and new. Harvey Weinstein's been doing this for at least 3 decades. It goes back to much older times. And I want to cover other types of scenarios where you may not have thought about what goes on. and why people work so hard to get these reputations and how they help each other build these reputations and how you end up with these, quote, pedophile rings or these sexual assault rings and things like this in Hollywood. Things that you and I have no clue. You're going, Kevin, surely you're joking. You can't be serious about this. Oh, I'm serious about it. It's a cabal. And this isn't Alex Jones conspiracy stuff, folks. This is real. Harvey Weinstein exposed the real life conspiracy that goes on under right in front of your face. Think about how Hollywood sexualizes everything. Little girl pageants and dance competitions and, you know, pageantry across the board. And then look at how they objectify women with the photo shoots and all this. It's all about sexuality. Look, I get it. Sex sells. I get it. But what these guys do with it, the carrot that they're able to put in front of the average person's face is very difficult to say no. Even the kids who've been taught morality. Hollywood is truly a Sodom and Gomorrah. So I want to talk about another area where this goes into that you may not have thought about, but there was an article, and it says, he's the Ann Leibovitz of his generation, having shot every culturally relevant celebrity in the past decade. Lady Gaga, Rihanna, Beyonce. He is the man behind Miley Cyrus's controversial makeover and directed her video for Wrecking Ball. In 2007, he photographed Barack Obama for Vibe. His work appears in nearly every major fashion publication, and he's done campaigns for multi-billion dollar luxury brands. If you're ahead of me, you're thinking to yourself now, whoa, wait a minute. Fashion? You know, branding, marketing? Where does this end? He also likes to be called Uncle Terry. Has depicted himself, get this, folks, copulating with a sheep, and once embarked on a project called Breaking in the Carpet, photographing himself ejaculating on rugs in random hotel rooms. I want you to understand the left. I want you to understand the thought process these people put into the crazy ideas around what they can do sexually. What can offend you? What can they, when you think of all the nasty, slimy things that happen, I've told my kids many times, do not pick up anything off of the floor of a hotel and think it's good. I mean, you don't pick up anything off the floor, but I'm saying, if it's on the floor, you gotta, even if you drop an object, go wash it. Don't walk barefoot on a hotel floor. Bring your slippers. Don't sleep on the top blanket of a hotel, etc. All these rules, these are not rules for you and me, folks. We go to a hotel, we respect them. This guy goes to hotels and documents what he calls breaking in the carpet as he pleasures himself on the carpet and probably giggles because you're going to follow. You and your family are going to be after him, and he can go, look what I did on that rug in that place where this conservative is going to come. This square is going to come and hang out. In the fashion industry, folks, Terry Richardson, he of the plaid shirt, oversized glasses, and omnipresent thumbs-up gesture, is notorious for years-long rampant reports of sexually exploiting and abusing his models. I was a shy kid, he says, and now I'm this powerful guy with a boner dominating all these girls. That's a quote from him. You think this is limited to him? Have I told you guys about academia? Have I told you guys that you get a kid who decides to become a professor and he gets tenure at a college, and then you send your young co-eds to him, male or female, and he holds what in their hands? Their futures. And you think he doesn't have his power, and now that he's got his power in his boner, he's ready to go to town on your kids. It's well known, folks, within academia, that professors will use and abuse young students for their own personal satisfaction. Gratification. I was going to make a new word. Satisfaction. Gratisfaction. Call it whatever you want. It happens. We know it. Academia, leftism, in your face, right under, it's under your nose, and they tell you what they're doing. And you know what you do? You send them there. How many kids, you know, you got a beautiful daughter or something, and you go, yeah, you know, my daughter, she's really beautiful, kid. Yeah, we think she could be a model. you better rephrase it. I think I could send her to a sexual predator who will take advantage of her and change her whole outlook on life. Because that's what we're talking about. Over the past couple of weeks, Terry Richardson, 48, has a new accomplishment. He's the first photographer of his statue to be the statue. I was thinking, if they have a statue for him, I hope they're tearing it down, of his stature, to be the target of an online petition. Vogue, H&M, Mango, Supreme, and all other brands, stop using alleged sex offender Terry Richardson as your photographer. That's what a young girl, 18 years old, decided she would do, is to start a petition against him. I don't know who this girl is. I didn't bother to research the story beyond this. Her name is Alice Louise. She's a Londoner. She's from the outskirts of London. She has no connection to the fashion industry other than as a consumer. But she put out a petition that has more than 12,000 signatures, and she's outed yet another sexual predator in another industry. And let me tell you something about Terry Richardson. You're going to go find out he's got a litany of awards. This guy, he takes pictures of the stars. You go to his studio, he's got every major star there. And you can bet you're going to find pictures of the president. You're going to find pictures of Hillary Clinton. You're going to find pictures of every big-time leftist on the planet. You're going to find pictures of every big-time Hollywood studio, record producers, moguls of all types. And then you're going to find out that Terry does lots of charity work. His charity's in his photography. Shows up, he takes pictures, he does this or that. Our photographer for the event was Terry Richardson. And they give each other awards. And then what they do is they pass around the youngsters. Another secret of Hollywood, these people don't even talk about. Now, picture yourself. You're in Hollywood. You're around Weinstein and his ilk, and you know how the game is played, and people are bringing their young, impressionable kids to you, and they're introducing you as, this is the guy that takes pictures of the stars. If he decides he's going to photograph you, you're in. You've made it. So what do you do? Do you want the order? It's like, have you ever been shopping and you go, well, I'm just going to go get something, you know, a C-level product. And you go there, and then the guy takes you, and he shows you an A-level product. And you're like, whoa, and he tells you all the features and benefits of that product. Do you really want to go see the C-level product again? It takes a lot of discipline to go back to that. Lots of discipline. That's why they upsell you. So you go meet Terry, and there's no other photographer that can do. And he tells you how busy he is. And he tells you he makes stars. And you go into his office, and you see everybody that this guy is with. Stars. Political elites. The entertainment elites. And he's like, yeah, you know, I may get around to you. But you know what? Then I may not. But you could expedite. You could help the process. And so what do you think these 18-something, these 20-somethings decide to do? It's unbelievable. In the past week, H&M announced via Twitter it's reconsidering further collaborations with Richardson. They say this, if these accusations are true and it's totally unacceptable to us, currently we're not working with Terry Richardson. Let's hope that sticks.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.